a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add him and Eva with Rob Bollocks?
Rob.
Liberace. Good old Liberace.
Showman he was.
He was fantastic.
You see that movie? It was a great movie about it.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was a very good
Matt Damon played his chauffeur, and it was
Michael Douglas.
Old sex addict.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Adam and Eve. Can you Adam and Eve? A good one. Rob just said to me, this is one that, of all of them, this is the one that I'm most excited about. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Well, it's about elephants. We've got two fantastic things about elephants, bits of information about elephants that I knew nothing about. And I'll get into it. Okay. sleeping patterns of elephants.
That's what I've always wondered about.
Right. Wild African elephants sleep for the shortest time of any mammal, scientists have said. And what they did was they tracked two matriarch elephants just to find out what they were doing. Now, in zoos, elephants will sleep for up to 6 hours a day. But in their natural environment, they sleep for 2 hours a day.
I'm trying to imagine what an elephant looks like asleep. Do they lie down?
This is the thing. When they sleep for about 2 hours, they stand up sometimes.
That's why their legs are so thick.
But then, sometimes they don't sleep for 2 or 3 days. And they just keep going. But they reckon when they do sleep, when they do the old REM.
Yeah.
They do that about every 2 to 3 days, and they lay down for that.
Right.
So that's the only
time. On the side, I suppose.
Yeah, all wrapped up with their trunks around their
ears. I wonder if it's because they're so massive, and you know, like, same way, like when you take a whale out of the water, I believe.
Yeah, we haven't done that for a couple of weeks. That was a good night, wasn't it?
No, but you know, you've got to be careful because gravity impacts. Yeah. They're so massive that they don't have the float. You know, like, I wonder if that's the same for an elephant. You can't lie down for too long because all your heaviness starts squashing all your other bits.
That's a really, really good point. But
I think there's probably a better scientific way than saying all your heaviness squashes all your other bits.
But what they're actually saying is they reckon they've evolved now, and the reason they're not sleeping so much is because of poachers.
Yeah,
and
good one, poachers.
That's why they're on the move all the time. And there's this professor, I can get his name all right, Paul Manger of the University of Witwatersrand.
University of Witwatersrand.
Witwatersrand, South Africa.
Said it makes
elephants unique with their sleeping patterns, and he's not sure why they can get away with such a small amount of sleep.
I wonder if they slept more, they would be sort of... like less beady eyes and, you know, maybe a bit brighter of eye and a bit more sort of...
But it's amazing, I suppose.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they actually do like to swim as well, which is just another little fact, because it alleviates the pressures on their joints.
Some of the most amazing documentary footage we've ever seen is on that first Planet Earth.
Yeah.
The first episode of the first series of Planet Earth, and they track a herd of elephants who are going across this dry, sparse African plains and savannas and the like, and then they get to where the water is, and somehow those brave and talented documentary cameramen have got a camera under the water of where they're swimming. You see them swim over the top. There's an amazing film too that's got some amazing footage. It's more of an art film sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure a listener might know the one I'm talking about. So maybe it's in black and white or something. And it's got swimming elephants, and it's something else to watch.
Graceful, actually.
And happy.
Yeah.
Oh, happy. That's highlighted. You'd wonder, maybe if they got a bit more sleep, they might realise that's a good time. And keep doing that and not, you know, but they...
But maybe we can learn...
Oh, classic texter, by the way. Classic one, just send a text. Lay on your side and let us know, Mikey. I've done that before.
Oh, that's not nice, is it? Really?
What are you saying? Like an elephant? Is that like an elephant? Or a patriarch? Is that what you're saying?
But well, yeah, you're not a matriarch, are you?
I haven't got big ears, so I might be. Maybe I'm an Indian.
Indian effort. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the little bit about the sleep pattern. But
you
this
have got
is
beautiful
the,
ears,
this is the bit that really got me, and this was the one that really kicked it off when you talked to me about stomach rumbles from elephants.
Infrasound.
Elephants have considerable repertoire of sounds when they communicate over large distances. These sounds can vary from subsonic rumbles to very powerful screams and trumpeting, reaching 112 decibels.
Woo!
That's pretty loud, almost as loud as a jetliner taking off.
Yeah, wow.
But the low and deep rumbles that are often heard and referred to as stomach rumbles aren't the result of a dodgy curry or anything like that, but they're very low frequency sounds that the elephants produce as part of their communication repertoire. Several physical, I've written all this down, it's not really me, I didn't make any of this
sounds up. Interesting, keep going.
Several physical anatomical adaptations allow elephants to produce these low frequency rumbles. First off, their large body allows for a bigger resonating chamber, and they have looser vocal cords. Turn over the page. Plus they've got this thing called the pharyngeal pouch.
Sorry, once again?
The pharyngeal pouch. P-H-A-R-Y-N-G-E-A-L pouch. Which is at the base of their tongue, which also contributes to the production of low-frequency calls. Plus, it also provides an emergency supply of water.
What?
Pharyngeal pouch.
Pharyngeal pouch. Once again, it does what?
Well, it helps with the production of the low frequency calls. Plus, it provides an emergency supply of water. They can store several litres of water in it. Just as we said before, isn't God clever? Or maybe it's,
well done, God. Well,
thanks for that, God. Plus, they can the distances because they call a lot at night. The noises go further, plus the low frequency noises go further.
I mean, we can't hear those low frequency noises.
No, and it's because of the elephants, like because of their ear, they've got a huge, big ear canal and all that. They can actually pick it all up.
And I believe too that there's that the historical the mythical elephant graveyard. You know, people, yeah. how they know where to go to die, sort of thing. And they couldn't figure out how they thought that it must be some sort of magnetic earth resonance sort of thing. But it's actually they just tell each other by grinding their tummies.
Well, I actually I looked into that, and because they almost do like a constant loop all the time.
Yeah.
There's certain areas
where like a beat, they're on the beat.
And they actually go and visit them.
Oh.
They actually, like with the elephants, because they're sort of relatives.
Their ancestors,
yeah. They will go and have a look and give it the old nod, the old South Auckland hello.
Flick the tusk.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, absolutely brilliant. Just Google stuff more often, really. Just Google elephants and
you've
have
got to
a
be
look.
Careful. We talked about this yesterday, though, the Googling stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and you wander into the wrong stuff, and then you, before you know it,
you're blocked. And
oh, you see, now that there's one of my favourite films. So there's two films people have come back to me about. The Fall, which is one of my favourite films ever. It's just, you're either into it or you're not, but that is just such a pleasure to watch. It's sort of like a really, really out there children's book, but on film, and it's amazing. The Fall, okay. If you ever get a chance to see it. It's not for everyone. Ashes and Snow is the one I was thinking about, the black and white one, though, and someone said, this stunning film, this elephant swimming. You can't miss it. You can't go wrong with elephant swimming.
I guess
it's a hard one to go, and action.
Yeah.
And cut, you know.
The thing is, after reading all this, don't buy anything that's ivory, and if you see anything that's ivory, don't do it. Elephants are just the best. Whales, elephants, mice. And they are actually scared of mice.
Yeah, because I guess it's because they can get under their black spots, I suppose. Yeah. Good work, Rob.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons. Oh, she sells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it out the Khyber Pass.
The Mirage. Can you Adam and Eva with
Just
Rob Bullocks?
For the rest of the show.
Yeah. Tell us that story.
Well, I've met two people who actually won big here. And one of them...
On the lotto.
I met this one, geezer, and he'd been going out with this bird for 5 years. They got married. Months later, they split up.
A month after getting married.
And then about 3-4 weeks after that, he won $5 million. And he reckoned it was the worst thing that ever happened to him.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster
because everybody was into him.
Only because what?
Everybody was into him for money.
Yeah. That's the people that won $30 million the other day, there's like 10 ladies that have all been buying a ticket together for 5 years.
Yeah, that's
I thought that was a bit nice.
No, yeah. I can.
BFM Breakfast, it's 8:04. Money and Run featuring Nick Cave. Oh, very relevant to the elephant and very elephant relevant. If you've got something that's relevant to the elephant discussion we've had, by all means, chuck it in 5395. Give us a call, 309 3879. Otherwise, enjoy music, enjoy the BFM. It's all free. It's like you've won the lottery every day, isn't it?